A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery for Sharon Mitman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Reuven Hoffman, and Robert Mitman. There are three subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. One is Donald Trump's breaking of his promise on the border wall, which was supposed to be the central issue that he started running on. And the second subject is the breaking of his promise as far as the nuclear agreement with Iran. And the third subject is that we are now uploading many videos of our great beloved leader, Harav Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha, Hashem Yikom Damo. And we want to discuss why we're trying, of course, to spread the great message of Rabbi Kahana, which is as relevant today as it ever was. It's a message that will always be relevant. First of all, the subject of Donald Trump. Donald Trump started out this campaign supposedly running on the issue of illegal aliens and immigration and how he was going to crack down. And one of the things he did was copy Ted Cruz's proposal to build a border wall between the United States and Mexico. He promised that throughout the border between the United States and Mexico, he was going to build a wall, something which Ted Cruz ran on when he ran for the United States Senate in 2012, and something which Cruz has always supported. Trump adopted that position, despite the fact that earlier he had been against that. Earlier he supported amnesty. In fact, in 2013, he tweeted that he supported amnesty and supported an amnesty bill. And he supported the senators that proposed amnesty. He was always an advocate of amnesty. But when he decided to run for president, he realized that that was not an issue that would go over well with the Republican base. And so he suddenly started pretending that he was very concerned about illegal immigration and illegal aliens and started running on that issue. And one of the things he promised he was going to do was build a big wall, which of course would be a good thing if the United States builds a big secure wall on the United States-Mexico border. That won't stop all illegal aliens from coming into the country. Obviously it won't. But it will stop a certain percentage from coming in, and so it is something that is desirable. It's something that JTF supports. It's something that we have always advocated. But to build a wall, that costs billions of dollars. It's a big project. You're building a wall across a very large area of land from one end of the United States-Mexico border to the other. And so there was a need for at least $1.4 billion as a down payment on the building of the wall. We thought that actually there should be even a bigger expenditure. Donald Trump promised the voters that in the first 100 days of his presidency, they would start building that wall. In fact, he said immediately they were going to begin the preparations for the wall and the funding for the wall and the building of the wall, immediately, as soon as he became president. And he said within the first 100 days, you were going to see major progress on the building of the wall. Well, not only has there been no progress on building the wall, they haven't started building any wall. Nothing. Not one brick. Nothing. Not only has that promise been broken, Donald Trump hasn't even tried to get the funding. Congress had to vote on a spending bill to keep the government running until September. And within that spending bill, if progress was going to be made on building a wall, if that was going to be started, there would have to be funding for the wall within the spending bill. Donald Trump immediately caved in and immediately agreed, no, we're not going to have any funding for the border wall. Which, of course, means that the border wall will not be worked on, at least until September. Now, he says he's going to bring it up again in September when they have to renew the spending to keep the federal government open. And so he says he's going to bring it up in September, but he's going to meet the same opposition. He's going to encounter the same opposition that we saw now to the border wall. The situation is not going to be any different in September. So is there a reasonable prospect that we're going to get funding for the border wall in September? It doesn't look very good. Donald Trump did not build support for this position. He didn't explain it well. He didn't prepare for it. He didn't even try. This was not an issue that he worked hard on. He worked very hard on getting his socialist health care plan passed. That he wants very badly. He wants the socialist health care plan passed, which is just as bad as Obamacare. Trump care is as much of a socialist federal government bureaucracy nightmare as Obamacare. That he wants very badly. He also has other certain priorities, which are also very bad priorities, and he's pushing hard for those priorities. But for the border wall, he didn't do any lobbying, any pushing, nothing on that issue. He immediately dropped that and said, no, we will forego any funding for the border wall. So he has gone back on his promise. He promised that building the border wall would begin within the first 100 days, that there'd be major progress on building the border wall within the first 100 days. Not only have they not started building the border wall, they haven't even started funding. There's no funding in it, at least until September. So it's not going to be started at least until September, at least. Even Ann Coulter, who was one of the big stubborn Trump fanatics, even that phony witch, even she now is criticizing Donald Trump on this issue and is saying that she feels betrayed. The fact is, Donald Trump never cared about the border wall, never cared about the issue of immigration. And there's a second aspect to this story. It's not just the border wall. Donald Trump also promised to cut funding to sanctuary cities, to cities that insist upon giving sanctuary to illegal aliens, cities like New York and San Francisco and Los Angeles, where they have a policy where they do not cooperate with ICE, they do not cooperate with the federal government in terms of rounding up and deporting illegal aliens. In fact, if an illegal alien is arrested in San Francisco, New York, LA, Philadelphia, or these other big cities, the policy there is to hide the fact that they're illegal aliens, to refuse to hand them over to the federal government, to hide and shelter them. And that, of course, is against the law. And Donald Trump promised he was going to cut funding to these cities and to any communities that engage in this illegal practice. To do that, that would also have to have been written into the spending bill. There would have had to have been a cut in spending to cities that are sanctuary cities. There's no cut in spending. The amount of money appropriated to these cities, the sanctuary cities, has been increased. He's giving them even more money than Obama was giving them. He's rewarding the sanctuary cities and giving them even more than Obama was giving them. In the spending bill, there are no cuts in spending. By the way, in general, there are no cuts in spending. Where are the cuts in spending and the savings that Donald Trump promised we were going to get when he was running as a candidate? There are no cuts in spending. The spending bill is as big as it was under Obama. In fact, it's bigger. It's even bigger. There are increases in most areas, beyond the rate of inflation. So Donald Trump is giving us a continuation of Obama's policies, and actually, in terms of spending, in terms of these other issues, he's actually slightly worse right now, even than Obama. And of course, as we've mentioned on prior programs, we have the issue of so-called dreamers. Dreamers are millions of illegal aliens who are here. And they're part of a program that Obama was trying to legalize, where they're the children of illegals who came here. They're here illegally. They're anchor babies. They're here illegally, and Trump was calling them anchor babies, and he was saying they're going to be deported, and he said on day one he was going to immediately cancel Obama's executive order on the dreamers, on the illegal aliens, because Obama issued an executive order legalizing the illegal aliens who are here under anchor baby status, which is millions. Millions of illegal aliens are here because of that. Millions are able to stay here, and then their families, because then there's family reunification procedures, So millions of illegal aliens are allowed to stay here legally, and you can't touch them because of this executive order that Obama issued. Trump promised on day one he was going to eliminate Obama's executive order, which is very easy to do. It's an executive order. It means the president signs an order, and he just has to undo the order because he's the new president. He hasn't rescinded Obama's executive order on anchor babies or on illegal aliens, despite promising to do so. So in one area after another, we're seeing betrayals on this issue. I wonder how the Trumpsters are going to feel if at the end of 4 years, we don't get any progress in any of these areas. The sanctuary cities continue to be sanctuary cities. The anchor babies are all legalized. A program begins where there's even more legalization of illegal aliens than there was under Obama, because that's what's taking place now. If that happens at the end of 4 years, and the situation is even worse as far as the illegal aliens are concerned than it was when Obama was president, are you finally going to realize that electing Donald Trump was crazy, was a mistake, that you should have elected a true principled conservative like Ted Cruz? Are you finally going to realize that? That's one thing we want to speak about, the immigration issue with Trump and all the broken promises, whether it's funding for the wall or sanctuary cities or anchor babies on issue after issue after issue. He's just breaking all of his promises. Now, on the Iran agreement, Donald Trump had his Secretary of State, Tillerson, who was the CEO of ExxonMobil, because he said he was going to drain the swamp and get rid of all the establishment people. He's running against the establishment, running against the establishment. So who does he make as Secretary of State? The CEO of ExxonMobil. How can you get more establishment than that? But anyway, Donald Trump announces, through his Secretary of State, that he's going to continue the Iran agreement of Barack Hussein Obama. Now, he said this was the worst agreement ever signed. He said there was never a worse agreement ever signed than the agreement between the United States and Iran under Obama. And in that, he certainly was right. That there was a terrible agreement, horrible. So what is he doing? Instead of canceling the agreement, he is continuing the agreement. The United States is continuing to honor the agreement, even though Iran is violating the agreement. Even though Iran is developing missiles and breaking the agreement in every respect. But he affirmed that the U.S. is going to continue with the agreement, which means Iran continues to get the trade benefits, which means Iran continues to get, especially from foreign countries, because if the United States remains a party to this agreement, that means especially the Europeans and foreign countries can all rush in now, and all these multinational corporations can now rush in and give Iran business and help Iran. So Iran is not hurting at all under Trump's presidency. In fact, they're benefiting under Trump's presidency. Ted Cruz promised on day one that he was going to rip up that Iran agreement. He promised on day one he was going to issue an ultimatum to the Iranian mullahs that either they dismantle their nuclear program or the United States would go in and dismantle it for them, something which the U.S. Air Force can easily do in several days. The U.S. Air Force can destroy completely Iran's nuclear program. They don't have nuclear bombs now. There's nothing they can do to us. I mean, they can continue their terrorist activities, but they're doing that anyway. But this would have prevented a terrorist state like Iran from having nuclear bombs. A terrorist state having nuclear bombs, of course, is a million times worse than what we have now. And that's what Iran is on the way to acquiring because of these betrayals by Obama and by Trump. By the way, Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, who objected ferociously to Obama's agreement with Iran. Remember, he came and spoke to Congress and he opposed it and he said it was terrible. He said this will lead to a nuclear Iran, which was true, it will lead to a nuclear Iran. But the coward Netanyahu didn't have the Israeli Air Force go and destroy Iran's nuclear program, which Israel is also capable of doing. Israel can destroy Iran's nuclear program. The United States can destroy Iran's nuclear program. Neither one of them is doing that, though. Netanyahu, who objected so ferociously to Obama's agreement and said it was such a disaster, is saying nothing now, not a peep, no protest, not a peep, as Trump continues Obama's very same Iran agreement. He's continuing the Iran agreement. He's continuing it. an agreement that Trump said was a disaster, that Netanyahu said was a disaster, that they both said would lead to a nuclear Iran, and they're continuing the agreement that they said, they themselves said would lead to a nuclear Iran, would lead to Iran with nuclear bombs, God forbid. Again, Trump is showing that he is a catastrophe. He's a catastrophe on Iran. He's a catastrophe on immigration. He's a catastrophe on spending. He's a catastrophe on health care. You could have had a real conservative Ted Cruz, but you've picked the orange Mussolini, and you're going to get punished for it. Believe me, you're going to get punished for it. Now, let's put aside all of that right now, because you know our position on Trump, and it's an unpopular position because people blindly insist upon continuing to support something which is terrible, because their ego now is tied in with Trump and they insist upon supporting him. So we've taken an unpopular position because we're going to tell the truth. We're doing something else. JTF is also doing something else now. We're uploading the videos of Harav Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha, Hashem Yikom Damo, who was the greatest Jewish leader in modern Jewish history. He's not recognized as the greatest Jewish leader, but he is, because the Jewish establishment controls who's recognized. So they recognize traitors and vile scum like Yitzhak Rabin and Shimon Peres and other vermin like that. That's who they recognize as great Jewish leaders, people who all betrayed the Jew, all these leaders who betrayed the Jewish people. Rabbi Kahana was the greatest Jewish leader in Jewish history, in modern Jewish history, in modern Jewish history, in modern times. And we want you to see how brilliant he was, how articulate he was, how fantastic his points were and his logic. And so we're uploading dozens of his videos. Shlomo, our great admin, is uploading his videos. We urge you to go to the videos. We urge you to watch the videos. Rabbi Kahana, he was the greatest. In our generation, when I say in our generation, it's really more than one generation, but in the past 50 years, there were just two types of Jewish leaders. There was Rabbi Kahana, and then there were all the rest. And sadly, that's true. There was only one Rabbi Kahana. We want you to see his great message. Go to his videos. You'll see him on the forum. You'll see them on our main page. Go to his videos and promote those videos and show them to other people. Let other people see how great our rabbi was. Share with them his brilliant message. If you agree that the time has come to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, to expose the facts to the people, we're continuing our campaign, of course, to reach many thousands of Israeli Jews with our advertising campaign. We need your support in order to reach as many people as possible. The more support you send us, the more people we can reach. We need your help to do that. Join with us, participate with us. Together we can change things, together we can turn things around and wake people up before it's too late, God willing. For JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Until next week, Shalom.